Hello, folks. It's your boy Roberto for the Black Can 2.2. Coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I've been kind of under the weather. My allergies are kicking my ass, being that it is a new, season, spring and all. I guess my allergies were just waiting in dormant to cause me a lot of problems. So if I sneeze during this episode, I am very, very sorry. But it is what it is. Okay. Well, I have a confession to make. It's a pretty big one. Not to say big, but it's something for me. And you'll be looked at as, why the hell would you be, afraid of this? I am afraid of 40 cents. Not 50 cent, 40 cents. Quarter, nickel, dime. I'm scared of it. But I have very, very extremely good reasons why. You like to hear it? Here we go. Picture it. Rialto, California, 1987. I was 12 years old. I had just moved in with my father after him being gone out the picture for 5.5 years. He lived in California, which, if you have been to California, you know, it's got the palm trees, the sunshine, beaches, bikinis, everything that you would think of when you think of, California. Well, I made a decision to move in with my father and my stepmother. Now, I was, one of my sisters did also. But they was only around for a year, and one was only around for 6 months. I stayed with them the longest. I was with them for 3.5 years, both in California and in Arizona. Now, within those 3 years, I had a lot of crap go down with me, my father, and my stepmother. Some of it, if you look at it one way, is child abuse. But it wasn't no beatings. There wasn't no, like whips and chains and nothing like that. But the middle problem, part of it, was. Now, the quarter nickel dime thing. It's a very, very hard thing to talk about. Me and my wife were talking about it yesterday, last night, and it brought out a lot of, a lot of fear, really. You have to understand, I was 12 years old. Me and my baby sister were living with my father in California. I am not good at math. I hate math. Hate everything about math. You put something in front of me that has some kind of math product, I'm walking away. Because I just do not care. It's a very sour subject and it's gotten me into a lot of damn trouble over the years. But on this particular day, it almost cost me my damn life. One night I was 12 years old and I was sitting in my back room in my dad's house. Now, for about a year, my father and my stepmother have been jumping in my ass about timetables. I gotta learn timetables. It got to the point where they were like, okay, well, you can learn them as gradually as it go and everything else. It went from that to, if you don't have these damn things learned by a certain time or a certain date or a certain hour, I'm gonna get my ass beat. Well, this was one of those days. But it wasn't like I thought it was going to be. For a whole entire year of 87, 88, I got my ass whooped every single day for something that they said I did or didn't do. Well, this time around, it was about money. My dad, knowing that I do not like math and everything, he came to me and he put a quarter, a nickel, and a dime on the floor. Now, sorry if I stop for a second because it's kind of hard to talk about. He tells me how much was in front of me. Now, I'm trying to think in my head because I'm not fast when it comes to math. I got to learn and count to myself to figure out what exactly is in front of me. Well, my dad was not having it. He tells me, tell me how much is in fucking front of you. And I didn't answer right away. Or not to his liking, I should say. So then my stepmother got involved, saying the same thing. What the hell, how much is there? How much is there? I'm trying to think about what is in front of me. Well, then it got a little bit extreme. Now, all along while this is going on with me and my father and my stepmother, my baby sister is sitting on the couch watching TV. You can't ignore what the hell's going on, but she, you know, did it the best she could. Now, I'm trying to count this money. This quarter, this nickel, and this dime. Everybody knows it's 40 cents. Well, for me, I was taking my time. A little bit too much time, actually. So, my father puts the quarter, nickel, dime on the floor. It's on a carpet. And he said, get down here and tell me how much this is. So I'm on the floor. And I'm still trying to figure out how much is in front of me. My stepmother went back into the room, their bedroom, and pulls out my dad's Snub Nose 38, Smith & Wesson. Now, any other gullible kid will know that there's not bullets in this gun, but the gun alone scared the shit out of me. And he put it right near my ear and clicked the hammer back. My dad looked me straight in my eye, dead ass in my eye, and told me if I did not tell him how much was on the floor, right then and there, he was going to blow my fucking head off. And he was dead damn serious. Dead damn serious. He says, how much is on the floor? I didn't answer. I couldn't. Because by that time, I'm scared to death that this guy has got a gun. And I seriously thought he was going to shoot me. On this floor, in front of my sister. Ladies and gentlemen, apparently, you already know the rest of the story. I'm still here. And it didn't happen. The shooting, that is. But while I was standing there, my dad looked at me and says, you ain't going to make it past the fifth fucking grade. You ain't not going to make it in this world at all, period. If you don't know no fucking math. People are going to be taking advantage of you everywhere the fuck you go. People will steal money from you and never fucking know it. Basically, what he was saying was that I was stupid. Dumb, even. And I got there a lot when I was living with him. Me and my dad kind of had a big battle every day because I did not act the way he did when he was my age. My dad was into every fucking thing. And he did a lot of shit that, you know, got him in trouble. And to him, it was fun, but other people, it wasn't. And everything and above. I ain't gonna have a quiet, very quiet guy. Especially when I was 12 years old. And he could not understand why the hell I was like that. I was named after him. So, of course, I have to act like him because I'm named after him. Well, that was not the case. So, he chalked it up to I was stupid. A retard, brainless, and couldn't learn anything. At least that's what it was to me. And of course, my dad also thought I was crazy. He thought I was gay. And anything else you can think of, because I didn't do things the way he did it. But this 40 cents sitting on the floor in front of me, at 12 years old, almost got me shot. That was 35, 37 years ago. And when I met my wife in 2007, we were at a restaurant. Just to show you how deep this shit really is. We were at a restaurant. We were sitting there talking, you know, eating and everything. And my wife puts down a $20 bill to pay for our food. The guy brought back the change. It's a quarter, a nickel, and a dime. And she's talking to me, and I'm looking at this change, and I froze. Completely froze. I was scared out my ass. I can hear my dad yelling in my one ear. I heard my stepmother with a gun next to my right ear. And me hearing him say, tell me how much is on this fucking floor. My wife tried to, she asked me if I was right. I couldn't even hear her. She's like, Rob, are you all right? Are you all right? And she grabbed my hand. I slid away from her. I got up and I left. So she grabbed the chain and she walked out. She's like, Rob, what's wrong? I'm sitting there like, get that damn change away from me. Get it the fuck away from me now. I didn't mean to do it, but she didn't know why. So when I finally got the courage to tell her, she said, damn, he actually did that to you? I was like, yeah, yes he did. My dad did a lot of shit when I was a kid, when I was living with him. He wanted to put me in an insane asylum, which was in San Bernardino. Joking, of course, because, you know, that's what my dad did. But he was dead ass serious. He sent me to several different shrinks when I was living with him because he thought I was crazy. The whole gay thing, I wasn't chasing around girls in my neighborhood and stuff because, you know, I wasn't doing that. So, of course, I had to be gay because that's what he did. And it's about, it's a very long, gigantic story. But this change, the nickel, not a quarter, the nickel, and the dime, could have killed me. Yeah, I know it's not a lot of money, and I know it's 40 cents now. But every time I see those combinations together, it scares the shit out of me. It has traumatized me to the point I don't even like counting change. I know what 50 cent is. I know what a dime is. I know 4 dimes are 40 cent and everything else. But if you put a quarter and a nickel and a dime in front of me, I am going to freeze. That was one of the things that kind of traumatized me as a kid. And even though my stepmother says that she doesn't remember it, my dad's been dead for 23 years and he probably didn't remember either even if he wanted to. I remember it. I remember it very well. I remember it so bad that anytime I have change in my pocket, I tell my wife to count it out. Not out in the open, just count it herself. Timetables, too. Timetables have gotten my ass whooped so many damn times, I still don't even know what they are. I mean, I know some of them, but not all of them. Which is also another trauma. I got teased by my father that, you know, I need to learn these or I'm gonna get my ass beat. He tortured me and my damn sister with the shit almost every day. It went from being a thing that you can learn on your own to if you don't have this done by a certain time, by a certain date or whatever, your ass is beat. Some people consider that maybe child abuse. I don't know what the hell you can call it. But it happened so damn long ago, it wouldn't matter any damn way. But a quarter, a nickel, a dime almost got me canceled. And it came up again last night when I was talking to my wife. And she asked me, and she says, now, is this going to bother you, Mommy? And I was like, no, it's not going to bother her too much. I just talk her out. And this should be the end of it. So she says, well, why was he making you count it in the first place? I said, that's a very good question. I, for one, do not know why. But the quarter nickel dime thing came up. And my dad has, that was not the only time my dad had me count some, try to count some damn money, and I got my behind kicked for it. My dad broke his back in the late mid-80s. He got a settlement from the company that he worked for. A large sum of it was about maybe $5,000-$6,000. I come in from school, and he had all this money stacked up on this counter in the kitchen. Now, knowing that, you know, money is a, you know, is a motivator for any damn body, my dad tells me, and he knows how much I hate counting fucking money anyway, he tells me, and I quote, "Whatever you count, you can have it." I was like, "Come again?" He's like, "If you count all this damn money, like I said, it's $6,000. If I can count it, then I can have it." I didn't count any of it. Now, my dad was like, "You gotta be fucking kidding me. Your dumb ass decide not to count all this damn money." But I tell people this. If I would have counted that money, my dad would have beat my ass anyway. Being is because he knows I don't like math, and he knows I don't know how to, I didn't know how to count or do math very well. I would have counted all this money, and I would have got my ass whooped again and again. For one, for proving him right that I could count, and for lying. But then, to make it even add to insult to injury, my dad went to his job and told every fucking body about that incident. Everybody. I had grown-ass people, strangers I never fucking met, laughing at my ass because I wouldn't count $6,000. Call me a fucking idiot. Moron. Dumbass. And he had no problem with it. So, long story short, 87, 88 was my worst year as a preteen. It was the worst year living with them in California. And my old man did a lot of shit to me, and I ended up getting in trouble for it because I didn't want to do it. But that quarter nickel dime thing really, really bothers me. It really does. And some cases, my wife says it sounds like I had PTSD. I said, no, I can't have PTSD. That's something that a person in the military gets. Seeing too many people die and gun shells and everything else. She says, no. Because if you look at it, every time that you know, combination comes together, I freeze. I get paranoid. I get there and I'm thinking that I got to tell somebody what this, how much this is, or else that's my ass. I did it with her, and I've done it a few times since we got married. So, yeah, maybe I do have some kind of trauma. Actually, I do have trauma, or PTSD, or whatever the hell you just want to call it. But the fact of the matter is, math almost fucking killed me. Literally, it almost fucking killed me. And it wasn't just that. It was like, there was a lot of earth things that traumatized me to this very day. Most of it came from the time I was living in California with my father and my stepmother. Don't get me wrong, I love my father to death. And I hope he felt the same way about me. But the thing is, though, he died thinking that I was something that I wasn't. He thought I was gay. I'm not. He thought I was stupid. Depends on who you ask, but I don't think I am. He thought I was a retard. Him and my mom thought the same thing. So I could not get away from it. I could not win for losing on either side. My mother thought that I was helpless and couldn't take care of myself. I couldn't do anything without somebody telling me to do it. And everything, as I said before, that I have done in my entire life was a surprise to my parents. Everything. So when it came down to learning money and counting and math and everything, it almost got me fucking killed. I got my ass whooped for a whole damn year over timetables. Timetables. If I didn't have them learned, I got my ass whooped. If I didn't learn them in a certain time, I got my ass whooped. If I couldn't count money, got my ass whooped. Every single day for one solid fucking year. I went to a psychiatrist back in 1989. Very nice woman. And she looked at me and she says, "What's on your mind, Robert?" And I said, "You really want to know?" She's like, "I wouldn't ask you if I didn't want to know." And I looked her in the eye and I said, "I wish I had a brain that actually worked like everybody else's. Because mine has got me in a lot of trouble. A whole lot of trouble." She says, "How so?" I said, "You don't want to know. Because if I tell you what I mean, you will call child services on my parents. And I don't feel like having them thrown in jail right now because I would have no place to go." She looked at me very, very puzzling, like, "Okay." She's like, "Are they abusing you?" I said, I can't say it. And even now, I'm 46 fucking years old. And I still feel every time I see a quarter, nickel, and dime, I'm that little skinny-ass 12-year-old kid sitting on a carpet looking at these three pieces of money waiting to get my damn head blown off if I did not know the name or the number of it. It's 40 cents. I know that. But that 40 cent almost cost me my life. And I could not say it out loud. It almost cost me my fucking life, ladies and gentlemen. Almost got my head blown off. Over 40 fucking cents. Does that make any sense to you? So yeah, these kids now, they got calculators, they got smartphones, they got the History Channel, every damn thing they want at the tip of their damn fingers. They ain't got to think if they don't want to. I ain't have none of that shit. And I almost got my ass handed to me over 40 fucking cents. 40. Not $40, not $400. 40 fucking cents. And I'm doing this podcast because if I feel that way at 46 years old, there's got to be other people out there that feel the exact same way about something that happened to them in their childhood that triggers something, makes them feel bad, or they just feel like complete shit. I'm putting this out there for them. I'm not saying that my childhood was perfect, because God knows it was not. I had all kinds of goddamn problems. But the thing is, I have learned to live with stuff that I have done and try to do the best I can. That's all I can do. But ladies and gentlemen, my trauma is deep. It was not just the 40 cent thing that you know, fucked me up. There's other things too. Some of it I can share, and some of it I'd rather not remember at all. But I have a photostatic memory, so I remember every goddamn thing. And the quarter nickel dime thing is probably the worst one. Even right now, I'm shaking like a fucking leaf because of it. I am shaking in my fucking sneakers talking about this shit. Like my dad's gonna come out of a goddamn tree and start beating my ass. Or shoot me for that matter. Or both. Who the hell knows? And I'm 46. And I still think anytime I see a quarter, nickel, and dime, that I'm going to lose my fucking life. Yeah, this may be a joke to people that listen to this. This may be even a big-ass fucking ha-ha, very funny Rob. But I'm not laughing. This is dead damn serious here. And if I can remember something like that that traumatized me to that fucking point, then what hope is there for me? I got embarrassed in front of my baby sister. I'm the older brother between us two. And I got two grown-ass adults yelling at me like I'm in a goddamn Marine boot camp, asking me to tell me what the fuck is on the damn floor of this damn carpet. 40 cents, that's what I could have said. And everything would have been fine. But I didn't say that. And the more I didn't say, the angrier they got. Then the threats coming in. I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to beat your ass. You're going to tell me what the fuck is on that floor. Then the gun. I remember that gun if I don't remember any damn thing else about this story. Right by my fucking ear. And it fucked me up. It really did. I never thought that something of that magnitude would have got me blown the fuck away. 40 cents. So, I digress. My stepmother is still alive, living in San Bernardino. My dad's been dead since 98. My mother just passed. None of the adults I was around when I was a kid are here now. Just my siblings. But the thing is, though, ladies and gentlemen, that one incident has followed me for 35, 36 years. It's something that I think about every once in a while, and how simple it was, and how it could have ended my life at any fucking second. How would my dad explain that to my mother? He wouldn't count 40 cents, so I blew his fucking head off. I had to do it, because he couldn't count this money. He didn't know his timetable, so I had to shoot him. How do you explain that to somebody? Now, like I said, it was the 1980s. Child abuse, I don't know if you want to call it that. Mental child abuse, whatever the hell you want to call it. What I call it is, my life almost flashed before my fucking eyes. And it's something that I will remember forever. And it's also the reason why, to this very fucking day, I cannot stand fucking math. Ever. Period. Because math almost cost me my life. A quarter nickel dime almost got me shot. So you tell me if that's some good parent raising or not. And with that, unfortunately, is my word for today. So with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Can 2.2. Please join me next time when I talk about something you may or may not like, and I will see you down the road. Good night, America, wherever you are. And if you have a kid that has a problem with any kind of subject whatsoever, whether it be math, English, literature, history, whatever the hell it is, just remember, he's a kid. You are the parent. You are the one that's supposed to help them learn this stuff. And you don't need to have bully tactics to do that. Because God knows, if you do, it will follow them for the rest of their damn lives. I am fucking proof of that. So please, have patience with them. They're just learning. Please. Have a nice night. Peace.